Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQM. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer. Ooh. That's the brightest color you've worn in a while. New year, new
year. Yeah, what's up? New year, new you?
New year, of course.
No goth?
Never that.
All right.
I can't separate myself from my roots.
Understood. Frog Boy.
Yes.
Let's get to that point of the day where we mix it all up, dude. The mixed bag is brought to you by Frog Boy's Dead Man Shoes. For the best shoes from the dead, it's Frog Boy Dead Man Shoes.
I appreciate that. You can catch us at Aventura Mall today, where another dead man will be selling some clothes.
He's like posting on social media. He's like, oh, what's next for the cheetah? It's like, bro, you're not a reality show. Like,
shut up, dude.
Shut up.
Remember when he had a podcast?
I do. Much like his game yesterday, he tapped out on that, too.
Yeah. Seems to be a common theme with
that's
me.
Still, man. That's still, that gives me the
heebie jeebies, Leroy.
Very, very uncomfortable saying that about somebody. Most athletes brag about how competitive they are.
He did in that very press conference in which we learned that he quit 45 minutes before that.
Very strange. Very strange. We will hear from some of the participants from yesterday's season finale, including the head coach himself. Lost another challenge, by the way, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Bro, that guy, I got things that I got mad about yesterday. This is why I'm not a reasonable person, because the things that I got mad about.
That's why.
The things I got mad about yesterday, the things I was most furious with was, one, Tua Tagovailoa wearing a poncho. Just because he was cold. And I'm like, wear something that looks less,
stuff going on in football. My first message is, hey, Tua, enough with the poncho. all of the football going on, the excitement of playoffs and this and that. Hey, Tua, enough with
he the needed poncho. Someone to lash out on. So,
oh, my goodness.
And then and then Mike McDaniel losing that challenge. I'm just like, of course. Go down the way you came in. 4 for 19 all time. How is that possible?
Cause he, you know what? He's one of those guys that challenges from his heart. And not from what he knows and sees.
There's a booth that has all the angles. He goes, I'm eyeballing it, guys. Red flag.
And the glasses are so thick, his eyeballs are upside down, but he can see.
All right, so what do you got for us, Marcos?
We will start with Mike McDaniel, who had a lot of things to answer yesterday. One of them being whether or not 8-9 is acceptable for this Miami Dolphins team. This is the head coach after yesterday's game.
We're approaching this year like 8-9 was good enough. This was an important game for us to just handle our business in a, you know, from a tonality standpoint.
He likes that word.
Unable to undo the previous misgivings of the season, and we didn't do it. And that's, yeah, it's disappointing to say the least. So that, you know, you take that for what it is, and then you have to take hard looks at a lot of things, which will begin that process tomorrow.
I mean, can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I'm glad they didn't finish 9-8. And if they're not going to make the playoffs,
yeah,
I'm glad that they didn't finish with that horse bleep winning record, because really, 9-8's not a winning record. Especially when every single time, because it would have been five straight seasons of winning record. But three of those are 9-8s where they were 8-8 to make themselves 9-8. And to me, that just feels like you were 500, but you put a hood ornament on it. You know, like, they're not really winning seasons.
You know, you would have heard that. It would have been right on the PR department. Oh, five straight winning seasons.
Five straight winning seasons for the Miami Dolphins. But really, I think from now on, here's my caveat. You win nine games. You want me to be impressed with it, you got to win a playoff game. Otherwise, I just want to hear about 10 win seasons from here on out. That's the bar for me.
Double digits.
It didn't matter for Brian Flores. You fired him for 9 wins. I don't want to hear about 9 win seasons anymore. 9 win seasons are 500 seasons in my eyes. And by the way, soon they will be, because they'll go to 18 games.
Ah.
And then what?
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
You're going to try and tell me, oh, that's a five straight 9-win season. So I'm glad that they didn't finish with 9 wins. But you hear me, Leroy? Like, you get it, right? It's not a winning season.
Too many caveats for me, dog.
Fair enough.
What is like, you have so many twists and turns with what is good and what isn't or whatever.
Oh, it makes sense though, dude. Like, I will not celebrate.
You know, there's playoff teams that are 9-8.
Playoff teams though. I'll celebrate.
Are there? Who's did anybody make it in 9-8? I guess
Denver?
Oh, Denver. Denver's the only one. Yeah.
The Rams?
Oh, Denver's 10-7. I take that back.
The Rams?
The Rams are also 10-7.
Oh, I know who. Houston.
Ooh.
Nope. 10 wins.
10-7.
There's no 9-8 playoff teams?
No 9-8 playoff teams this year.
All right.
Anyway, what else you got, Froggy?
Chargers went 11-6.
Yeah, they did. God. Harbaugh, dude. He's a culture changer.
That's rough. That is rough to hear.
Where Stephen Ross got yelled at for tracking him down in a private jet.
Look at that. Look at that. Aaron Rodgers.
Go ahead.
That cost him a first-round pick and an extra $4 or $5 million to the coach they had.
No, that was the other chair. I don't think he got
to San Francisco, remember?
Yeah, but I don't think he got buzzed for tampering on Harbaugh. Because Harbaugh he had to have a little sweetener to Tony Sperano because he was seething. Oh, dude, that was one of the weirdest press conferences I've ever
They had him in the meeting?
I was there. Dude, I was at that thing. That was so crazy. They gathered us around this oaky boardroom with a long boardroom table. And I was sitting behind Frito and Hank Goldberg. And I'm just looking. The only thing I noticed the entire time, Lyra, because I was on the side. I was a wee lad. Well, I wasn't small, but I was younger. And I'm just sitting here and I'm looking at Tony Sperano with his strap on sandals, and that dude, his leg was twitching the whole time. He was fuming.
That mean he was fuming, or maybe it was lunchtime.
I don't know, dude. Rest in peace to the great Tony Sperano. Anyway,
I'll tell you what, those teams were tougher.
Oh yeah, dude. Oh yeah. What? So anyway, what do you got to say about it? What did Aaron Rodgers have to say, dude?
Aaron Rodgers on whether or not he'd play for another team next year following his breakout performance against the Dolphins.
Do you consider going elsewhere if you wanted to play, or is that in your mind almost too much? You know, start all over again with you.
Well, I've done it once. Obviously, there's a lot of hypotheticals here. So if I want to play, hypothetical number one. If they want to move on, hypothetical number two. Would I be willing to play for another team, hypothetical number three? The answer is yes.
Oh, all right.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I didn't expect it to be. So
you say, if you say yes, like you say yes to everything, there's no follow-ups.
I will. I got Aaron Rodgers on a one-way ticket to the Raiders, dude.
Raiders.
Wow. Raiders. Vegas.
Who else got fired?
Davante Adams would be like, are you serious, dude? You went.
That's a point. Ooh, what about the Saints? What about the Saints?
Ooh.
I mean, they got Derek Carr, who's the same. Well, Samesies.
Yeah, but you know them. They kind of want to, like, they'll want to mix it up, dude.
Yeah. He can't deal with New Orleans. Them people don't play with that nonsense and that all that wishy flippity floppity talk and all that.
But yeah, it's I don't know. What else you got, Froggy?
We got Rattler.
We are in the shadow of another team that began a rebuild about 4 years ago after going 3-13. Man Campbell.
He
speaks on the Lions' core players over these past 4 years and how they were able to turn it around to be one of the best teams in the NFL.
Been in the making for a while. You know, it takes a special group of guys, and I think you kind of had to go through what we've been through over the last 4 years, the core of this unit, and then anybody that comes in, they fall in line because that's what we're built around is our core. And they really delivered for us today.
Wow. He sounds, you know, every time that he's out there and he's emotional, he sounds like he had to gather himself, though. He had some man tears before he got to that podium.
That's far from biting kneecaps.
By the way, who's that guy that they have on the Lions who looks just like Van Ginkle?
So, you know, it's funny. I actually had to search that up last night.
It's he's like, a linebacker, but he's bigger. He's an middle Alex linebacker, right? Something.
Alex?
It starts with an M.
His name's Alex A something, let me see.
Anzalone?
Anzalone.
Something like Anzalone. That, yeah.
Yeah.
He's number 34.
Yeah.
Ooh. Tangibles.
Found another one.
All right, we'll take a break. Final hour coming on up here on the show, and we'll dive into lots more future of the Dolphins, future of the Heat. It's all happening for us, baby.